this lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll say goodbye to all we ever had, alone where we have walked together. I'll remember April and be glad. I'll be content. You loved me once in April. Your lips were warm, and love and spring were new. But I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow. I'll remember April and you. The fire will dwindle into glow. Ashes for flames and love lived such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember April.
Softly, I will leave you softly, for my heart would break if you should wake and see me go. So I leave you softly. Long before you miss me, long before your arms beg me to stay for one more hour or one more day. After all I can't bear the tears to fall so softly as I leave you there. Softly, long before you kiss me, long before your arms can make me stay for one more hour or one more day. After all the years, I can't bear the tears to fall so softly as I leave you there. as I leave you there, as I leave you there.
Stand and start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please stay standing for a minute. We'd like to take a moment of silence to honor the lives that were lost in the Ivy tragedy recently. Thank you. Ms. Gregory, would you begin with a roll call?
Commissioner Rojas.
Here.
Commissioner Dalawan. Absent. Commissioner Hart is absent. Commissioner Smith.
Here.
Commissioner West.
Here.
Vice Chair Richards.
Here.
Chair Barsky.
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you. I would like to take this opportunity to allow anyone who'd like to speak from the public. We have Mr. Kevin, I apologize if I mispronounce the last name. Is it Barthel? Okay.
Okay, thanks for this opportunity to speak, and I appreciate that you guys are willing to take your time and be on a commission like this. A couple things I wanted to talk about. I have something to say on every one of these items tonight, so I just put it all on one list and decided to do it at the beginning of the meeting here. I know that Vito's going to go through this Civic Center feasibility study with you tonight. But I wanted to go on record and say that I strongly oppose the city of Goleta going over there and squatting on that recreation area that we have currently available in Goleta. If anything, we ought to be looking at how to expand that area, put more ball fields in there, more active rec in that area, because you're going to find in the feasibility or the study for the needs of Goleta, active rec is the biggest deficit in Goleta. So we shouldn't sacrifice anything to put offices on when they have a property right across the street that they bought for that purpose. So that's my personal feeling. So I thought I'd come and communicate that to you guys because you do have some influence because you're a board that's going to be advising. The Kellogg Park. It's wonderful that the city purchased that park, but what's taken so long? And I think this board should start putting a little pressure on those involved to make it happen sooner than later. We're dealing with a lot of development here in Goleta. There's going to be 279 apartments and filled with more children. There was an Asamita that got built recently, and there's a whole bunch of more development proposed in downtown Goleta, actually behind the Goleta Community Center. So that park is going to be needed more than ever. So I'd like to see the city move more expeditiously on that park, and I'm hoping that your board has some way to make that happen. And I'm sure that Vito has other reasons why it doesn't happen in a timely manner, but it seems to me it needs to happen faster. On the needs assessment, I've watched Vito on a few of your meetings explain the parks in Goleta, but I have never heard anybody come up here and give you a good explanation between the difference between a passive recreation park and an active recreation park. Correct me if I'm wrong, Vito, but I haven't seen it yet. And I'm one of those people who watches this channel, and I watch what you guys do, and of course the city council. An active rec park is what you have at Gersh Park. It's what you have over there at the Galea Community Center, right? It's what we have in these little playgrounds, tennis courts, things like that, ball fields. Those are active rec. Passive rec is what we have out at Elwood Mesa and Lake Los Canales. And the goal of those properties is to be passive rec, which means you walk there, you can ride your bike there, you can look at nature there, but there's not supposed to be any, you know, for-profit businesses selling whatever it is for sports-related things or organized sports out there. And anyway, so I just wanted to point out that there is a difference between active rec and passive rec. My opinion is we have enough passive rec in Goleta at the moment because we saved Elwood several years ago. And Lake Los Canales is also a wonderful, and then we have semi-passive active up there in Evergreen and other parts of Goleta, and then Stowe Park is a combination as well. I don't want to see Elwood or Lake Los Canales turned into a Stowe Park where it's active-passive together. I'd like to see them stay passive. I hope there's opportunities for passive rec park things to happen in the future, but it shouldn't be a sports thing, anything that would require a big space or organized things. Let me just see if I said everything I needed to say.
Thank you, okay. Mr. Barthel.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to move on to item A, the presentation of the Civic Center Feasibility Study.
Madam Chair and members of the Commission, as you know, the Civic Center Feasibility Study that the city has embarked upon is well underway. And since our last meeting in March, I believe, we have some updates for you with regard to this project. In late April, the City Council had an opportunity to tour the actual Goleta Valley Community Center and look at all of the tenant spaces, including Operation School Bell, Rainbow School, the Boys and Girls Club. Similarly to what the commission had earlier had an opportunity to review the property, it was very informative for the council to see the school site and all of the tenant spaces known at the community center to get a picture, because it's one thing to look at something on a drawing or on a map or even on a screen. It's another thing to actually be physically out on the site and walk the site and see the people and meet the people who are using the facilities. So this occurred in late April. The school district property is another component of the Civic Center Feasibility Study, which not only looks at the Civic Center site itself, but also the potential in discussions of acquiring the school site next door and looking at what that site is comprised of. And that was, I think, very informative for the council to see that. So that was a very positive thing. And this was part of what was called the programming effort, to see what's on site, who's using it, to get an idea of the numbers of people that are coming through the community center in the various activities that are conducted there. The consultant, who is the Rosling Nakamura and Shirada Architects out of Ventura, R&T for short, have done a rather extensive work with regard to the programming effort. And also, there has been a concurrent effort with looking at the property, looking at the size, the circulation, and taking all of these little pieces of what this project is comprised of and trying to see how they can all fit together. We're excited about an upcoming process that will happen later this month on June 20th and 21st, so Friday and Saturday. It's a two-day design workshop and charrette for the community. The consultants will have a scale model of the actual Goleta Valley Community Center property, and we'll be putting together conceptual site designs in real-time fashion. So you'll actually be able to see various configurations of what a civic center might actually look like. Details are still being finalized. There will be formal notification put out into the community on the city's website. We are seeking to invite certainly the council and all of the boards and commissions of the city, including this one, the Planning Commission, the DRB, the Public Tree Advisory Committee, to come and see, because the Civic Center project is so important that the consultant and certainly staff want to have an opportunity for all of the bodies of the city to weigh in and see actually the important work that's gone underway now for several months. And I think it's an exciting phase of the project, because I think people have been asking, well, what might this thing really look like, this thing called a civic center? And here might be an opportunity to actually see that in real time. So the agendas will be put out, and we'll provide notification to the commission as well as everyone else on an extensive public outreach effort to notify the community and all the stakeholders that this two-day workshop will be an opportunity to really hear back from all of you and to see from the consultant what's being proposed conceptually. Nothing is yet in concrete, so I think it's an important process. Be happy to answer any questions you have at this time, and we'll continue to provide updates to you as we proceed through this project. We hope to be done sometime at the end of summer and coming back to the full council with a presentation of the consultant's work.
Commissioner West?
Thank you very much. I just have a quick question. Is it a two-day workshop, or is Saturday a repeat of what you're introducing on Friday?
Madam Chair and Commissioner West, it will be a two-day workshop, and it will be fairly informative, and we've carefully reviewed the agenda for both days to ensure that there's adequate input from the community in those 2 days. So I encourage you, if you have any time on your calendars, to look forward to that event. And like I said, we will put out more information as we finalize the details.
Yeah. Thanks for the report. I appreciate the update. As we saw on our tour, and I'm assuming the City Council saw on their tour, that the Goleta Valley Community Center is very, you know, heavily utilized, especially, you know, the different services and from that local community. To what extent is this feasibility survey examining, you know, what will happen to those, you know, services that are provided there, and where will they find a home? And how much of those services are used by the people that live in Old Town Goleta versus people that, you know, commute there from a different part of Goleta?
Madam Chair and Vice Chair Richards, one of the things that we've tasked the consultant in looking at the community center is to have a depth with regard to the numbers of people that use the community center. Are they seniors? Are they young teens? Are they teens? All of the various programs, and as part of what is called the programming effort, to understand what's going on at the center and to what degree and to what level. That is reflected coming out of that programming effort in what could be a conceptual design for a civic center, as well as in an important part of this project, as we've heard from the stakeholders, preservation of a lot of what's there because of the historical significance. We've heard from many stakeholders the importance of the community center that it plays in the city, that it's a cultural and historical hub here in Goleta, that it's a special place. And so that has been made very clear to R&T. We've been there. I've heard it too when we've had opportunities to sit down with various stakeholders at the community center. So I think the best answer that I can give you is we think conceptually we'll have some representation of all of those interests at the current community center reflected in the workshop that's coming up in later this month. And it will not be a final kind of design or layout. It's really a conceptual design. And in fact, it won't be final for quite some time, because I think even after the workshops, we're going to get feedback about things that should be tweaked and adjusted as we move forward. It's a fluid process, I think, is the best answer I can give you at this point.
Commissioner Rojas?
Thank you. I think we got in our tour of the facilities a kind of a forecast timeline for the steps involved once the concept is finalized, Will it be an effort to set aside annual budget money to do a capital improvement project, or is that going to be a bond, or how is that going to be paid for? And what kind of timeline are we talking?
Madam Chair and Commissioner Ross, that's an excellent question that staff has also had to grapple with, because obviously coming out of this process, many people have already asked, well, what will it cost to build a civic center? How would it be paid for? And what would be the timeline in seeing that happen? If we issue bonds or other financial mechanisms to finance this, there's also a review of existing properties owned by the city that the consultant is looking at to see how they could be leveraged for the financing of a potential new civic center. And the options could range from zero money out of the city's pocket, potentially in a private public partnership with like a developer who could come in and develop a portion of the civic center, to the full range of, well, this would be, you know, X millions of dollars to build, or it could be on a gradual scale to potentially zero conceptually in a private-public partnership, and everything in between. And each one of those options will have different financial mechanisms and processes that will be shared with the council, because we've heard from the council, well, it will be important to know at the end of this process, what will this cost? How can we sell or leverage or finance existing properties that we have currently own as part of this effort to finance and develop a civic center? It's a very important question, and it's a challenging one for the consultant as they're looking at all these properties. But it's an important component of the study.
Mr. Adamidis, thank you for the update. We appreciate it.
And if I might add, Madam Chair and members of the commission, Ms. Dado in our office, who's the project manager for this important study, I'll add that herself and the consultant have worked very tirelessly to actually meet with all of the user groups at the community center, not only to discuss with them, you know, what this project is, but to actually ascertain from them what their needs are as dance groups, karate groups, the various educational schools and Head Start that occur at the community center. So this process with the consultant has also included extensive outreach in determining what their needs are in an enhanced community center. For example, the dance groups have particular needs for the type of floor that they use, and, you know, sound and acoustics, and the schools were, the school groups were, you know, very concerned with security and safety concerns. So all of that information has been transmitted to the consultant, and they're also including all of that in their project.
Thank you for that follow-up. Okay, let's move to A2, which is the Hollister Kellogg Park update.
Madam Chair and Commissioners, I'm happy to be here tonight to relay some information and important updates on the Hollister Kellogg Park project. Ms. Dado, as you've met in the past when she's provided updates to this group, was unable to be here tonight. Her daughter's graduating from high school tomorrow, so she's
that's a good reason.
Very
good
busy reason with graduation activities. Since staff last provided an update to the commission, the city has continued to move forward with design and pre-development work on the park. And I'll briefly go over some of the key milestones that have occurred since then. In October of 2013, a public workshop focused on design of the skate plaza element that was held at the Goleta Valley Community Center. This workshop was well attended by skateboard enthusiasts and other interested parties. As a follow-up to that meeting, in late February of this year, the city held the first ever design webinar with the city's skateboard park consultant, Spahn Ranch. This hosted webinar was hosted with assistance from city staff and focused on the design of the skateboard plaza, after incorporating the public input that was received from the in-person workshop. Given the generally tech-savvy nature of today's skateboarders, staff felt this was an appropriate opportunity to have to iron out the finer technical aspects of the skate plaza design. And I did get feedback from Ms. Dato that that was very well participated in, and they received some great input from that process. Staff has so far received the 35% construction documents in late 2013 and is now reviewing the 65% construction documents. As we've noted in the past, the city is working to resolve the site ownership issue of the park, given that the title for the property was vested in the former redevelopment agency. Until site ownership is resolved, it's difficult for the project to start construction. But staff is definitely aware of the community's eagerness to get the project going, and staff is equally eager to get going. But, you know, as we've mentioned in the past, we're held up with the resolving that site ownership issue. And if Mr. Adamaitis has anything else to add on that project, we can answer any questions.
I think Ms. Reyes-Martin covered it. We share the anxiousness to move forward on the development of the park. We're somewhat in a stalemate until the litigation is resolved at the state level, and there are a number of cities in litigation at the state regarding redevelopment, and we have no real opportunity from a staff level to do anything more than at this point await notification. The city attorney's office is involved. There's legal counsel, and as we heard earlier, I think we certainly share the opportunity to move forward on that park as quickly as we can, and staff completely agrees. We're anxious to move forward. There's a lot of work has gone into the park. A lot of work has gone into the outreach with the community, and I know they're anxious too, because we hear from them from time to time that says, hey, we would love to see the park that we've been hearing about and seeing. And I know we got to tour the site with the commission. All of you can share in the excitement of what the potential could be there. And we're anxious to move forward, and as we have opportunity to provide updates, we'll continue to do so.
Okay, thank you again for the update. We'll continue to look forward to hearing more as hopefully we progress. I'll just ask one question, actually. There is no set time frame because of the site ownership conflict, right? So we don't have a set time frame for when that litigation will move forward or any updates on that. So we'll just continue to...
Correct. I think once the litigation is resolved, I think staff will be in a position to move quickly forward with the next phases in the development of the park. As you know, we have a grant from the state. We are very sensitive about the time and the timing of that. There are certain milestones that have to be met and complied with, and so we're very sensitive and paying close attention to that.
Yeah. Thank you again. I appreciate the update. Okay, let's move on to discussion action item B, and this is the recreation needs assessment RFP.
Madam Chair and members of the Parks Commission, we are pleased tonight to bring this item to you for a staff report. Excuse me. As you've heard for several meetings, the staff have been working hard to put out an RFP, to conduct interviews, and to finally come before the Parks Commission. I'm sorry, I said Planning Commission, Parks and Recreation Commission, to bring this item for you because it's a milestone in the Parks and Recreation Commission's history that we will now have an opportunity to share with you who, and Ms. Reyes-Martin will go into the staff report on that. But this document, the Recreation Needs Assessment, will go into the depth in looking at all of the recreation facilities across the city, both active and passive parks, and identifying what the current and future projected needs of the city will be in this area. And it will cover a broad range of issues for the commission, including recreation, maintenance, development, all of these pieces of the puzzle, if you will, that relate to what's called a recreation needs assessment. So without any further ado, I'm going to turn it over to Ms. Reyes-Martin for the staff report.
Thank you, Chair and Commissioners. We're very happy to be here tonight to share with you the process that has taken place since your last meeting. Since your last meeting in March, the RFP was issued on Friday, March 21st, and closed on Monday, April 21st. At the close of the RFP period, the city received three proposals. Staff carefully reviewed the submitted proposals and invited all three firms to an interview, which took place on May 15th of this year. The interview panel consisted of staff from the Neighborhood Services and Public Safety and Public Works departments. That panel included both myself and Mr. Adamaitis. After evaluation of the proposals and interviews, RJM Design Group emerged as the top candidate based on several factors, including the firm's extensive experience performing this specific type of assessment, the firm's approach and methodology for this project, and the overall qualifications and experience of the consultant. We've included RJM Design Group's firm qualifications and their proposed work plan as part of the attachment to this staff report. Staff is confident that RJM Design Group brings the necessary experience and qualifications to prepare a user-friendly and comprehensive recreation needs assessment. This study will be foundational in guiding the efforts of staff and the Parks and Recreation Commission for years to come. Staff is currently in the process of working with the consultant to refine the final scope of work and budget to ensure the consultant services agreement meets the direction of the City Council and the Parks and Recreation Commission. In particular, staff is working with the consultant to identify specific check-in points with the Parks and Rec Commission that will occur throughout the project. Over the next few weeks, staff will work on the preparation of an agreement for approval for the City Council. The approval of this agreement is tentatively scheduled to be presented to the City Council at their July 15th meeting. And I'll also add that in the interview and review process, RJM was the unanimous decision of the full panel, which consisted of four staff members. Their experience was just above and beyond from the rest of the firms. The project manager himself has done about a dozen of these assessments on his own, and the firm itself has just extensive experience doing these types of studies and assessments with various different types of communities of various sizes. And I also wanted to point out that the consultant wanted to be here tonight to meet the commission, but since we had to move the date, it created a scheduling conflict with them. But they're very eager to get started and to work with the commission and with staff, and most importantly with the community, to get this project going. And we're happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Commissioner West.
Are they local?
They, Commissioner West, they're actually based out of San Juan Capistrano in Orange County.
I think I have a question about timing. The contract will be approved by council in July. What is the expectation for start work? My fear is that we not survey our residents when they're all on vacation. So maybe a fall time target, but I don't know. Maybe you do.
Commissioner Rojas and the rest of the Parks and Recreation Commission, that's definitely something that we will take into account when we begin working in earnest with the consultant. Our City Council is taking some of their regularly scheduled council meetings off due to the summer vacation. So that's why the date that we're targeting is a little later than I know staff would like to, because we're eager to get started. But we'll definitely take into account summer schedules and the timing of public outreach so that we have a very effective outreach process. But thank you for that comment.
Commissioner Richards.
Hi, I have a question about their outreach, and in particular, their phone surveys that they mentioned. It's item 5.1, 5.2. Mm-hmm. They talk about interviewing over phone. I'm a little bit concerned about people who don't have landlines and don't, you know, I don't have a landline, and so, and I think, you know, we're in a day and age that a lot of people don't. So I just want to make sure that they're cognizant of that fact and that they're, you know, taking that into consideration.
Yes, Commissioner Richards, that's definitely a great question. I will point out that that's just one aspect of their outreach plan. They do plan to do a lot of the more grassroots type of outreach. Staff will definitely work with them on that process. I know that the city has done their own types of phone surveys, so we'll definitely provide them feedback on how that process has gone. That's definitely feedback that we will provide to them. And I will point out that their phone interviews are also able to be done in various languages.
And this relates to that question, too, is with regard to the demographic analysis and projections, which is another of their tasks, task six. And, you know, just keeping in mind that with the phone surveys that they know that they're going to miss some people. Is there some analysis of the demographics that they might miss? You know, like, I mean, not just that they might not get everyone, but that there might be specific populations within the community that they're not going to hit. So I'd like to know that that's being taken into consideration.
Yes, absolutely. And I will share that as part of the interview process, staff did share, our experience in outreach in our community. Not even with just with the landline issue, but even with email. I know that I do a lot of, outreach in the community, and oftentimes we have large populations that don't have a landline or an email. Mm-hmm. So you really have to go above and beyond to find them in the places that they are and get their feedback. So we have definitely shared that with the consultant, and that will be something that we will further refine with the scope of work to make sure that they have identified the strategies that will work best in our community, and we're confident that they can do that, and they have experience doing that in other communities.
Great. And one more thing, and this might be nitpicking, but I could not help but notice that on the cover where it says City of Goleta, they have a nice picture of UCSB campus. And it certainly calls into question their attention to detail by putting City of Goleta there. And it also, for me, given that they aren't from the area, makes me question their familiarity with our community. But, you know, that might be nitpicking, but
no,
I think
thank
it's
you for pointing that out.
That was something
we pointed out to them as well. That's something that we find with a lot of firms. There's some confusion as to where exactly the boundaries are of the city. But
they should know that.
And I will share that they do have experience working in this area. They're completing a project with Santa Barbara County on their parks, and they are working on an extensive recreation project in Santa Maria. So we're confident that they'll be able to do a great job with this project.
Commissioner West.
I know I often harp on the needs of seniors and that very wonderful nutrition site located within the Goleta Senior Center area now. And I have a real concern that, or a request. I'd like to please request that this company outline specifically some of the other outreach they were doing. Yesterday I was talking to a lot of people who came into the polling place where I was working, and many people say they no longer answer the phone because of the constant sales gimmicks and things that are being promoted. People, you know, are very reluctant to answer questions on the phone. There have been so many scams that people have been advised don't answer things. And I would really like to see how they plan to do a really adequate outreach and getting the input. And you touched on some of the great things you do, but I sure would like to make sure that we see that they've really done that.
Absolutely.
If possible, please.
No, thank you to the commission for your comments. As we mentioned, we're refining the scope of work, so that's all great feedback for us to have as we move forward in that process.
Okay, one final comment. I'll just let you know we appreciate all the updates that staff provides, but in particular, this is obviously particularly meaningful for us as a commission. I think it defines the scope of our work and how we'll start to narrow in and focus how we'll move forward as a commission, providing recommendations and moving forward to provide support to the city. So I know that we're all ready to get going and excited about learning more about this as we go forward. So thank you. Okay, give me 1 second, scroll back. Okay, we're going to move on to future agenda items. Now, actually, would like to propose a future agenda item, if that's okay. Like, before we do that, sure.
Can I make a motion that we approve the staff report on the consultant's work to move forward?
Thank you. Yes, there is a recommendation as part of the staff report.
Thank you.
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Sorry, discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So moved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for pointing that out, Commissioner. Okay, moving forward to future agenda items. And I would like to start off with a future agenda item relating to the planned July meeting date. I would like to propose or open for discussion moving that date to either August or not having a meeting in July or August and just a meeting in September. The reasoning for that is, one, because the RFP or the REC needs assessment will not be in a place for us to have any meaningful discussion at that point, and I'd rather wait for them to come in and provide us some additional input. Yes.
And thank you, Chair and members of the Commission. Staff would also recommend canceling the July meeting and meeting again at your scheduled September meeting, which we'll discuss the date for that in a moment. But just as Chair Barsky mentioned, since we don't anticipate having work begin in earnest until after we have a City Council approval, staff feels that it would be best to cancel the July meeting so that staff can work with the consultant to get that project going and then have a more substantive update to share with the Commission at their next meeting.
Thank you. Commissioner West?
Yes, I would like to see if we could please move forward the September meeting, which is currently scheduled for Wednesday the 24th. That is scheduled on a religious holiday evening, and I would like to respect that holiday and see if we could move it forward, particularly if we're going to omit our July meeting, you know, maybe by having the next meeting then earlier in September might even be better timing anyway.
Chair and members of the Commission, can we have can staff get consensus on the July meeting and then we can?
Sure. Do we need a motion to move forward or just
we just need
consensus
from the group that
Commissioner Rojas? Mm-hmm, that we cancel July.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, now move forward to Commissioner West's proposal. Staff, do you need time to look at potential dates if that's something that we want to explore or is that
Thank
something?
You. What staff would need is just consensus from the Commission that we would like to look at a different date. Then I can work with our city clerk to identify a couple of dates perhaps around that previously scheduled date that might work, and we can do a similar process to what we did for this meeting and poll the commission.
I think that sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best. Yeah.
Yes,
concerns? Yeah. Approved? Yes. Commissioner West?
I would like to just propose, just to throw something out there, since we typically meet on a Wednesday at 6 p.m., what if we would move it? I'm going to propose either the 10th or the 17th. We certainly don't want to have it the week of Labor Day, I don't believe, because all you staff deserve a holiday. So that wouldn't be a wise move, but maybe the 10th or the 17th.
Thank you, Commissioner West. Staff will look at those dates as well as any other dates around there. As you know from scheduling these meetings, we need to make sure that council chambers is available, but also that our audiovisual staff is available. So we will look at all those calendars and identify dates that would work.
Thank you, Ms. Reyes-Martin, and we look forward to hearing from you regarding a September date or date options. Okay, any other future agenda items that any of the commissioners would like to bring up for discussion? Okay, let's move forward to the D, director's report. Mr. Adamaitis.
Madam Chair, members of the commission, one of the items I had for you has already been discussed, which was the upcoming workshop in Charette for the Civic Center feasibility study later this month, June 20th and 21st. So I won't go into that again. The other item that I had for you, just an information item, is staff is working with the Goleta Noontime Rotary for this year's 4th of July event at Gersh Park. It's not a city event, but because we have a permit process, we do an annual permit for that includes notification for residents to ensure that they keep their animals indoors, that we deal with traffic circulation and all of the aspects of that event. It's been a great event every year, and we are anxiously looking forward to this. We hope we have clear skies and good weather on July 4th. It falls, I believe, on a Friday. So that, it seems, you know, amazing that we're already talking about July 4th. It seems like we were just here just a couple months ago. So that item is, that event is coming forward. Just an information item. That's all I have for the director's report. You heard quite a bit from staff today about all the various other projects, and we are pleased, I'm pleased, that we have now very important progress on the rec needs assessment, and staff is anxious to get started on that.
Mr. Adamaitis, I have one piece of information I'd like to just bring up. We had talked previously about the student representative. Do we have any updates on what's going to happen there?
Thank you, Chair Barsky, and members of the commission. I know that staff and I'm sure the rest of the commission would like to first congratulate Commissioner Smith on his upcoming graduation. Yes. And really thank you for your service to the city on this commission. We know that at our September meeting, you will be in the throes of being a freshman in college. So we definitely thank you for your service. Our city clerk will be following up with any closeout with our student commissioner. And our clerk will be working in the late summer to begin the process for recruiting a new student commissioner. As a reminder, that student commissioner will be interviewed and appointed by the city council at one of their meetings. But the plan is to have that new commissioner seated at your September meeting.
Great.
And Commissioner Smith, I want to thank you certainly for your help on the commission and working with staff. You do have a homework assignment. You will need to spread the word about the Parks Commission. And we're counting on you spreading a good word so we can get a lot of interested applicants coming forward and give us the continued support and help that we need.
Yep, thank you so much. I already have. I've started telling some people about this job, how awesome it was. I actually might still be here for the September meeting, just for reference, great. In case you can construct a timeline based on that. I will still be here. School starts for me, I think, early October. So that will be nice in case that doesn't end up happening. But yeah, I have started getting the word out that my job is maybe open to some potential future City of Goleta employees.
Great.
I'd also like to thank Cole. Thank you for your service, and congratulations on your forthcoming graduation, which is tomorrow.
Commissioner West?
Ditto, of course. But one thing I would just like to point out, you know, your staff, the city staff, I'm sure is aware that school is over with. And that in the event wonderful young people don't come immediately forward, notification or the enticement of seniors at DP might be better sought after in September on the return of school. You know, I know DP used to have a very wonderful community service department that listed all the different wonderful organizations in need and ways in which that they could help. And I'm just saying that perhaps you know, I think it's too late to seek input from the kids now that way.
Mr. Reyes-Martin, is there legal counsel direction on the time frame, or is that something that is up for discussion?
Chair Barsky, we will work with our clerk and see if there's any issue with that. Thank you, Commissioner West, for that comment. I think staff agrees that it's difficult to do a recruitment during the summer for that position, which is why we're aiming for late August, early September. And staff works with the school as well as the school district to get that information out. I know that even in August, incoming students do still start to get information from the schools. So there is an opportunity there to get the word out, as well as through the city's various social media and our web presence. So we're definitely working with our clerk and staff to have a robust outreach process for that.
I'd also like to recommend, as in its future, and since we're such a new commission, it may be something to evaluate whether it makes sense to actually go through this process in the late spring, even if the appointment doesn't happen till after July, but going through the actual process of accepting, you know, applications and actually in the spring, so by the time school is out, that's already moved forward. So that's also something I think that's worth exploring, as opposed to waiting till the fall. I'd rather get that done earlier. Commissioner Rojas, did you have something? I thought I saw a hand out of my periphery. Well, thank you, Commissioner Smith, again. Just a ditto what everyone has already said. We appreciate you being a part of this board and hope to see you again on breaks. Okay. Okay, is there any other items, future items or director's items that we didn't cover? Okay. This meeting is adjourned.
You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on the way. Don't you know it's worth every treasure on earth? Better by far to